Welcome to episode 21 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. We've hit blackjack for all my degenerate gamblers out there. Sarah will not be here today, so it is I, JMO, as your captain for this venture today, as what we like to call Thirstfest 2016. Let me get you introduced to the rest of the crew. We've got Lindsay.
On your knees for the captain.
Yes! Rachel.
He can buckle my swash any day of the week.
Gabby.
Rum, it never hurts.
Jenna.
Behold the Rully Judger.
And Kimmy.
I'm all about taking that red vest of sex off.
Yes!
Yay!
Yes, girl! In case you couldn't tell, today on our CS rewatch, we will be watching The Crocodile, a.k.a. the first episode that featured our beloved captain, Killian Jones, and all his sexy glory.
Please.
Love this episode, guys. And I actually got a couple questions from our friend Jenna, Fairy Tales and Time Travel. I'll do one of them before and one of them after. The one I want to do beforehand is... She asked, what did we think was going to happen with Captain Hook before we even found out that call before we even found out about Colin and watched the episode? So before he even premiered, what did we think was going to happen with Captain Hook and how they were going to introduce him?
I thought he'd be old and that he'd only be on one episode.
Fair.
Yeah, I thought it'd just be a quick flashback to Neverland or something.
Yeah.
A bit of a swashbuckling adventure. Mm-hmm. And that'd be it. But for plot-wise, I mean, I would never have expected what has happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Any of you guys?
I didn't watch the show when it was live. I didn't start watching until season 3, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Same. I had no idea he was even coming into it. I was just, watching it on Netflix, and then he just appeared. So, yeah.
Bam!
It's like a wild Killian.
So I was like, oh, okay.
A wild Killian appears.
He uses Smolder. It's super effective.
Yeah.
Well, no, initially Jen didn't like Killian, did you? So this is going to be an interesting rewatch.
I like him now, though, so it's fine. And I don't like Rumple even more, so I'm going to be on Hook's side now.
Yeah. You're going to be like, the tables have been turned.
Yeah.
You were on Rumple's side before? Shame on you.
Well, I wasn't on Rumple's side. I did feel sorry for Rumple at this point, though, with how it happened.
This
and I thought it was a
he
bit
really screwed shit up.
Right. Yeah. You ain't gonna lie.
This was back when he had a chance at redemption.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of on board with Lindsay and Gabby. I thought when they were talking about Captain Hook, considering they couldn't get the rights to him in season 1, that I didn't know that they actually had planned for him to be in season 1 until later on. So I just thought, like you guys, it was just going to be a one-off character, and then that would be that. I'm glad he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Definitely glad.
I'm glad that as soon as we saw that promo picture, that he became a series regular.
Yep.
Right off the bat.
I didn't see the picture. I just saw suddenly his name appear with all the rest of the names on the credits, and I was like, oh, okay.
As soon as I saw that promo picture, I was like, okay, I can deal. Little did I know that the man would own my entire ass, and I'm so grateful that we were able to get this character and have Colin portray him so wonderfully.
Mm, yes.
There's no one else.
I can't see anyone else playing that role. I mean, no. Colin makes it his own, and whipping neck, brilliant.
I love how, he's a shy person, but, on the screen, you can never tell he was, so shy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I love the bloopers.
It's amazing. It's amazing that
season
2.
Yeah. When he was talking, he's next thing you know, I'm on a pirate ship with guyliner and leather pants and Robert Carlyle, and I'm just like, what is my life?
What is life? So, what do you say we get this rolling, guys?
Yeah.
I'm game.
All right. For those playing the home game, we're starting right at the very beginning. If you have Netflix, it's past the little ABC intro thing.
Oh.
Right where... There it is. And then we're starting right when we see Rumple's hands grabbing the box of jewelry. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
Yep.
And 1, 2, 3, play.
I like how you can hear a series of clicks and remotes being put down.
Rumple's weird hair legs.
Good times. He was so skinny.
Right? I was thinking that a while ago because I was watching something else. I was like, oh my god.
God, her wardrobe was so always on point.
Damn, yes. Great.
This was before she had a wig, too.
I know.
Wigs for days.
Wigs for days.
Oh, this is like I just watching the Rumble scenes now makes me sad.
Yeah,
very true.
So much potential.
Yeah. I said it before.
I love that line from Leroy. I love that line from Leroy. Not everything in the shop belongs to you, and then he looks right at Belle. Like they're even talking about it right then.
Well, shut away. Right.
He looks scary or skinny like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love this skinny.
Oh, I love the glittery.
She's always waking up in Betty's bell. That's all she ever does.
Goes to the library and sleeps.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, life. Whenever I'm reading a book, I get lost in it. And I'm like, oh, I should really go to bed.
Did Emma wear one of these outfits?
Even on point. Can we talk about that? Jesus. Yeah.
And it's super expensive because I found it and I wanted it, but it was really expensive. It's like Armani or something. Aww. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, Gabby, I agree. Emma should be able to. I mean, it's not really her style, but like something similar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With Killian.
Belle all the time in one of those. Come on.
Okay, did he really just spend that much gold for just that inch long piece? Like,
he had to have the right The right inch.
What's up, title card?
What a pretty looking ship there.
Mila!
Oh, just the references to Mila. Papa?
Oh.
So they so cute.
No, then he grows up to be such a sandy twat.
Sandy or salty?
Salty. I mean,
both.
We can definitely both.
Here we go. There's a hand. There's a hand. Those rings, though.
She's having a good time.
Ah, there he is.
Hello. Even looking back, Colin looks like such a baby. Like, if you just back at these older episodes, like, it hasn't been that long, but you're like, oh my god, he looks like such a baby.
A baby with facial hair and chest hair.
I love his facial and hands expressions in this scene because they're so, like, I don't know.
Deliberate.
I just love his face. It's just.
Yeah.
His face.
Yeah.
Mila is also gorgeous. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, Mila.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mila.
I love her costume. My thirst for Mila is also real. Yes. I make no
She. Okay, see, this outfit right here totally reminds me of, like, Esmeralda.
Yes!
Yeah!
And when I was first watching it and I was binge watching and I didn't know what was going on, I'm like, oh my god, is this Esmeralda? Like, please tell me this is Esmeralda. Like, I know her name's Mila, but.
It could be a nickname.
Yeah.
Her
like,
backstory
could
be Esmeralda.
Yeah. I just really want Esmeralda, guys, okay?
Same.
Do they have separate beds? Or do they just take turns sleeping because they only have one tiny bed?
Would you want to sleep with him? Seriously.
No, she had me. So.
She did.
Burn!
Yeah, they must have put it at least.
Sorry.
And all it takes is one time.
It's just because obviously recent events with Rumple's characters, Miss Mimin dislike him even more.
Yeah, I know, it's the same.
I'm just very anti-Rumple at the moment.
I think when I first watched these episodes, like, I didn't really dislike Rumple at this point.
Yeah, no, back here I liked him.
Yeah, I like
it's like it's a character you love to hate. That's I love to hate him, and that's great. But whatever.
See, I still love Rumple, but I still hate Gold. So
yeah,
we're like here, like when we're back in the EF, like I definitely still feel for him. But then now we're walking in with my tie all loose and stuff. I fucking hate you.
Learn how to tie a tie, damn it.
Leave Belle alone.
Belle's eyes are so blue.
She
oh
can
my
pour
God.
Her own so orange beautiful. Juice.
Orange juice. God, that range is beautiful. I just want that kitchen.
I miss their house.
Yeah. How many times have they had this conversation over the course of their relationship? And it just keeps... It's just a constant cycle with these two.
Yeah,
997 times.
I feel like she's finally breaking this.
We've just been counting.
Actually. That's a big sink. Look at that sink.
That is
big. I love how we're just describing the kitchen.
Sorry, I love kitchens.
I wonder why, Ray.
Uh-oh, guys. We're about to get one of the best scenes to ever been filmed.
Okay, prepare.
You
want to
ask
that question?
Prepare yourself.
For the first time.
Look at those pointy little boots.
The iconic pan up, bitches. Yes!
Look at that. Oh,
that face.
On your knees for the captain.
I love how
Sarah
he doesn't...
Sarah told me to give a shout out to the black vest of foreplay.
Definitely.
Shout out to that whole outfit.
Yes. I know!
Can we talk about how his pants have gotten tighter and tighter as the season's gone?
They really have. They honestly
have.
I
had zoomed out shot. You can see that there's room, but now there is no room. There's no room.
No room for error.
I've had many of that, wife. get it, Killian.
That big collar is giving me all the life right now.
What's great
it's
as
to
well.
hide for love bites.
I love how different his outfit is.
I see him grabbing onto that collar.
I love how different his outfit is from the rest of the crew. Like, the rest of the crew are, like, the typical, like, cheesy, buccaneer-y pirates, and then there's, like, Killian. Like, total, like, rock star pirate. Like, even his hair does not fit the realm. His hair is very modern.
Because he's a rock star.
This is my favorite Hook hair. Not even gonna lie.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, we're about to get the line. That line still resonates so much with his character even now, and it's so perfect. I mean, we hadn't even had him on screen for like 5 minutes.
Yes.
Oh my.
What's great about these scenes as well is he's not got his hook yet, so we don't have to have the coat on.
See, I didn't even forget. I completely forgot that he didn't have the hook yet. Because
right?
It's just a part of
Kim. I forgot about
Kim.
This.
Kim. Oh, yes, Kim. This is your scene.
Yes! Give me those Josh Dallas arms.
Oh, yeah.
Sweaty tank top, short hair, bulging muscles, Josh
and
Dallas.
The wig.
And the wig, yes.
That was written in special so we could see his arms, and I am not complaining.
You picked that axe, son.
Oh, Ruby. I miss Ruby so much.
That's my favorite Ruby outfit.
Look at how small Jared is, too.
He's so tiny.
Jared's like the one that you can really tell a difference, like a tiny baby.
Yes.
Although Josh looks like a baby here, though, too, because his hair's so short.
They still threw in the plaid for you, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This pleases me.
This pleases me.
This pleases me.
This one, I want Keely to wear a tank top.
Can we talk about the fact that this is a different bell room? This is not the bed she woke up in.
Yeah,
she has
she
like
jumped out the window.
I know she ran out the window. Like bye, bitches.
And I like how they gave her green eyes in the flyer.
Yes,
her eyes are clearly blue as hell.
And that is one of the worst drawings ever.
You are her father. You should know what her eyes are.
I would have done like a stick figure holding a book.
Drawing? Drawing is not her father's forcing.
Although we have to give him props for the title of his flower shop. But my question is, if they're stuck in the 80s, how do these people know what Game of Thrones is? Can we talk about that?
No, well, Jane was addressed it in the commentary, I think. She said that...
Did she?
Yeah, she wrote an episode of Game of Thrones, and that was her little thing. Brilliant. Yeah, to that episode.
Yeah, but that still doesn't explain how they know what Game of Thrones is.
Well, it's just a name.
It's just a name, Kim. Like,
they don't know what it is.
It's a name.
It's one of those things where they don't know what it is, but we know what it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Smee, you slimy little rat. I love you.
How appropriate. I just want to get that glitter foundation. I just want that. I just
the dark one. Cam, you know what he did? He did his whole face in the highlighter challenge.
Nailed it.
If I get a picture of Chris, I want that hat in a picture.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to do, like, a Mila cosplay and have a red hat because she steals it from him.
Yes.
Dead. Oh, my God. That would be so beautiful.
Goals, if I finish it in time, but let's be real good. I haven't even started on my ball
game. Or even wear that
Girl,
hat
you
with,
need to
with
get
Colin.
Going.
I know. Oh my God, yeah, someone needs to do a gender bent Smee.
Oh. Don't tempt me.
Do it, Kim. Do it, Kim. Tempting. Do it. It'd be so easy.
I know.
Do it. Oh my God, it'd be so
cute.
That.
I love Enchanter Forest Rumple and all of his witty quips.
Mm-hmm. He's the best.
I love how we haven't even gotten to the fact that Killian calls him the crocodile, but you can notice the details on his costume.
Yes!
Already.
Mm-hmm. So they obviously had this plan for a while that he was going to be the crocodile, because that's what his costume looked like in season one.
Obviously. Mm. It's just the same, we didn't get it.
Yes, here we go.
It's our favorite thing. Hello!
Red Suddenly, I find myself quite thirsty. Yes, me too, Rumble.
Us too!
Me too.
Yes.
I'm definitely thirsty. Look at that. Look at him. Oh,
Ray, here's your dress! Sorry.
It's a shame Justine isn't here today, or else she'd be freaking out over the red beauty.
Oh. I miss Ruby so much.
It, like, really hurts when I see Ruby in these old episodes. Like, a part of the family, like, cast.
I've lost half of my eye candy.
No.
She's gone. She's left.
She's on a bunch of Hallmark movies right now.
She is.
TV show, I think.
Yeah.
JMO is still in it, though, so... It's a TV show. She has a TV show on there.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, I didn't realize she was wearing wedges in this scene. Good to know.
But Megan Ori is rocking the hell out of those pants.
Seriously.
Yeah.
She rocks the hell out of anything they put her in.
She can rock the hell out of me.
I miss
hair porn, though, guys. And these shoes, Belle's shoes right here.
The shoes!
Mm-hmm. Ray, I saw
them. That whole outfit is gold.
Okay, I have to do this one.
You have to buy those shoes.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to do this one. It's I already have the
so
dress.
Great.
Go find the shoes.
Screw it. I'll do
she
that.
She found the shoes.
I have the shoes. I just haven't bought them yet.
Oh. You have the wig.
You deserve it.
Now you're blonde, so.
Shut up, Kim.
Oh, I just have to go blonde, man.
Well, I have to get a wig for a hook anyway, so I'll just wear that with that.
Wait, which gender bent Smee am I doing? Am I doing this one or am I doing Enchanted Forest Smee?
Whatever one you'd like. Enchanted Forest Smee. Do this the CS movie Smee. I don't know if his outfit's any different, but
Smoothie Smee.
Movie
Frozen.
Oh no.
This is where it all starts to go wrong.
He looks so good, though. Like,
he does.
When keeping it, when keeping it real goes wrong.
I love that. Even gutter rats have more manners.
He's still bored about manners, isn't he? He's such a polite pirate.
I didn't realize that there was metallic in the vest.
Yes!
Or not in the vest, in the collar.
The collar.
Oh, yeah, the collar. Oh, you didn't. You guys didn't notice that? Oh, okay. I noticed. I ignore it because it's not happening.
Dude, super easy. Dude, just get some metallic embroidery. Floss. Sorry.
Listen, Kim. Listen.
What? I'm just trying to help you, dude.
I could
help
do
me.
Like.
Help you.
I could do, like, a shiny gloss over it.
Puck's face when he says that he's the dark one, and his face is just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, everyone's like, ah, crap.
Jaw clench! And that shit-eating grin. Oh, my God. Right.
He's so pretty.
Oh, my God.
Jaw clench again. Oh, angsty eyes.
God, that smolder. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Jesus is a biscuit.
Oh, let him sop you up.
Christ on a cracker.
Gosh.
Oh. Okay, space. He's doing the thing, which makes me. It just the fact that Killian did that in.
Yes.
In Broken Heart. Still. Makes me laugh every single time.
And that wasn't in the script. That was all Colin.
No, it wasn't! I know!
Mm-hmm. We should see, like, a comparison Colin. Now. Watch both.
Oh.
Has anyone made a gift set yet of this?
Probably.
Possibly?
I'm gonna make one anyway.
I don't recall it.
Yeah,
do it. Make
yes,
one
please,
anyway.
Right.
Oh, look at Dave with your little badge on your belt.
Sheriff,
this is the only
sorry.
Episode that
I'm
Emma
distracted.
Isn't in, too.
It is, which is kind of really funny.
Or Regina.
Or Snow.
Or Snow. It's all the man.
There's
it's
that booty
man.
For you,
all
Kim.
The man.
I know. I was just about to start singing the booty song.
Josh does have a beautiful booty.
Yes, he does.
This is now yes. It's bugging me because their eyes are clearly blue. And the thing has green eyes.
Just be like, sorry, I don't know who she is. I know someone who looks like this with blue eyes, but
this could be anybody.
It's very generic, isn't it?
It looks like Henry drew it.
Henry didn't draw it. Henry would draw the right color eyes, okay?
He cares about the details.
Seriously, he's the author.
Oh, but that picture of
it's
Emma.
Impressionistic art.
I know. Ron Paul's always making a little blur. To try and get people to help him. Damn
I know.
Yeah. Such a dick.
God, it's just it's manipulator, so isn't it? That's what he does. He just manipulates
yeah.
all the time.
I love his pointy boots and his pointy ears.
Except and pointy we can't really see his pointy ears because they're kind of covered by his hair. Like the tips of his ears.
But we know they're there.
But we didn't when this happened.
Sorry.
Like I didn't notice God. His 20 years until
oh I love sword fighting. It's
Tallahassee,
so
I think.
Well, it's not probably not fun for them, but I like to watch it. It's very good.
Lark.
I think they enjoy it, like the actors.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think Killian's enjoying it right now though.
No. The character wise, no.
I really appreciate how Bobby went full-on traditional fencing stance. Like, that is probably my favorite thing of all time. As a fencer, I appreciate this so much.
And Hook's more like a swashbuckling kind of...
Yeah, he's much more flair for the...
Like, lucid kind of all over the place.
Rumple is for sure foil, and Killian is Epe. Like, hands down.
The little, like, the way that the coat moves as well when they saw
it. Oh, I love it so much. It's so beautiful.
We know how that coat is heavy as hell, but it moves like it weighs nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But that's why, though, because it has the weight, so when he spins, it flares out like that. So pretty.
Yeah. It's so pretty.
Guys, I gotta work on my cosplay today.
I feel like we could do a whole episode on costume appreciation.
Ooh.
Yes.
They, right, that they really need to make his hair the same again and bring back the eyeliner. Like,
Mila! With that beautiful outfit. That I love her.
Yes, that outfit is sexy.
She's so beautiful.
With two vests and, like, impossible to find Turkish fabric. And, yeah, it's so great, guys.
Nothing can ride or anything.
Ray hasn't looked into this, not at all.
That stupid giant necklace.
I just realized that it's almost December, and I have less than 4 months to finish.
Shut up, Kim. Shut up.
You two need to get working on it.
Get to work.
Make it work.
Make it work.
My pile of red fabric is glaring at me right now.
That's why I record in a room that is not my sewing room, right, so it can't stare at me.
It's just staring at me.
Mo is an awful father.
He is. Like, it makes me so mad, because I loved Maurice in the movie. Like, they just basically ruined Beauty and the Beast all around.
Yeah,
they sure did.
The only thing they did,
Tangled.
The only thing they did well, or the only thing they like improved, was Gaston.
You aren't wrong.
And I think it might just be because they made everyone else like a lot more horrible than the original. Yeah.
Why are like every single father? Why is every single father in Once Upon a Time bad?
Except
apart from
Charming.
It goes back to like Lost, where many of the creators and stuff had daddy issues. The Lost episode called "All the Best Cowboys Have Daddy Issues," and that's gone into Once Upon a Time as well. You know,
don't
problems.
Get her started, people.
Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry.
Tamper it down.
Okay. I mean, Charming's got his own daddy issues, but I feel like he's an okay dad when they're not ignoring the baby.
He holds the baby now more than Snow does, almost.
I know,
that
right?
That poor baby. He's like, where are his parents? What?
What parents?
Parents. Oh, they're spending time right now, one of them sleeping and one of them...
Stop it, I don't want to talk about that.
I'm sorry.
Too soon. Too heartbroken.
It'll be over soon, hopefully.
I was literally sobbing on the plane, okay?
Aww. Pretty Mila.
I'm glad I had my own room.
Back to Mila in her lovely costume.
Mm-hmm, Mila.
Yes.
Look at all those belts and necklaces.
Mm. A little corset. Is it a corsage? No, it's a corsage, sorry.
It's a
corset.
A waist.
Corsage.
It's killing so much to get off to do it. Like, it's just overkill at that point. Like, I'm sorry.
That bit. As soon as he said TikTok, dearie, TikTok, I was just like, oh, he's the crocodile.
Yeah. But we all know she wasn't his true love. Just saying.
Well, okay, can...
Yeah, more than one, right?
Yeah, can she have a true love and then it not be, like, hers? Or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what more, like, yeah.
Like, he's her true love, but she might not be his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he's over 300 years old, so I feel like maybe she could have been his true love, but then, like, since he lived so many lives, he gets another one.
Exactly.
But it's just like, well, it doesn't matter about true love or anything, but they deeply love each other. It doesn't matter if it's true love or not.
Even if it wasn't true love, first love is very
powerful, just as much.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he spent over 300 years trying to avenge her death, so she definitely meant something to him.
Well, really.
A little bit.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell.
She's like, trust Rumpel
no, I don't know anyone with I don't know anyone with green eyes.
Sorry, can't help you.
honestly, can't help you.
She didn't have anything for the cold, but clearly it wasn't that cold because she was strumping around in her little sleeveless dress, so.
She's right.
Yeah, and it was like, wasn't it like see through up top, you know? Or it has like sheer stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lace.
There you go. That's what it's called.
You can smell her?
Belle smells really bad. I can smell her from a mile away.
Of course I smell her. She smells like books.
Oh no. The flowers. Achoo!
Like, literally, this might be my favorite Ruby outfit.
I don't like the hat.
Other than the enchanted form.
I love the hat.
I love hats.
I love the hat.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. She just looks very hipster.
Just put some glasses on her, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
She looks like she's gonna go play at an indie open mic bar coffee shop thing.
I'd go see it.
And her band name's like Red Wolf or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beat poetry. Oh, yes.
Beat poet. I love it.
Man.
About both the cute girl she met at the diner. Closest.
Oh!
Both of the people that are closest to Belle are just like
horrible people.
Horrible people. Horrible people.
Literally the worst.
Stop it, you're gonna kill him. Well, he's kind of the point.
Oh. Detective David.
Look at him go.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm not ready, guys. I'm not ready.
My
days.
But look how pretty her outfit now is in the daylight.
It is.
I do love this Mueller outfit. It's great.
With the sheer sleeves, I love it.
Oh, yeah, with the little crystals on them.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see her in this in the underworld.
It was like another detail I have to add.
Sorry, Rachel.
Then her bronze and black pants that are like sponged. It's great.
Oh my gosh. It's like
so, well. Yeah. So beautiful.
It's so ominous how he like is just holding the bean in his hand like that outwards.
Like
it's just like
clutching. Like, go. Please cut my hand off.
We know that hand's about to get shot.
Foreshadowing.
Oh god, the question.
See, Mila has quite the temper, and it's really what gets her in trouble.
That's true.
Because she totally could have like talked him down. Or, like, try yeah. to, but she's like, yeah. no. Like, and I love her more for it, but I'm also like, hun, this is why you got yourself killed.
Yeah, it wasn't the smartest thing to do, really, was it?
No.
Like, you know how powerful he is. Eyes. Rachel Shelley
she's
is really... beautiful.
Yes, she is.
Lost in her eyes.
Oh, no. I never loved you. Oh, that's not the right thing you wanted to say, though.
No.
And boom!
Oh no.
Oh.
She knows it as well.
Oh, killing his face!
The hook!
Oh, and then the hook falls.
Do you think Killian kept one of her rings as one of the people he killed?
I would like to think so.
Oh,
Kim!
Oh my gosh, Kim.
Sorry, I just have these thoughts and they come out loud. Like,
Killian didn't kill her.
He might feel guilty, right? Like, he didn't actually kill her, but, like...
I don't... You know, he wouldn't keep it as a trophy, though.
Keep like, it as a memory.
He kept them as, like, a trophy thing because he was, like, proud of the fact he'd done
it. Oh, there goes the hand!
The only thing that makes me so mad about this scene is that Tiny... I know this is, like, a family show, but, like...
Not enough blood.
There would be so much blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been getting up to go... fight him with
like,
his hand cut off.
No, he could be. He could be in shock. But, like, the fact that there's like, just a tiny little splatter.
Well, if you look at the thing when he turns around, you can clearly see that it's just, like, you know, like, they've just put stuff over it. Like
it should, yeah. Yeah, they covered it up already.
They covered it up with, like...
He should not be standing. Like, there should be blips. Like, he's, like, mm-hmm. so calm right now. Like, you just had your hand cut off, and you're just, like...
Yeah, it should be, like, hurting like hell.
Yeah, they haven't even gotten to the fun part about cauterizing that wound. That's gonna fucking suck.
Dude, I love when they write that in the stories, though. Because it's so accurate. It's what they would have had to have done to save his life. Yeah. So I love, like, when they have, like, flashbacks of that, and they, like, talk about it and write it into the stories, so. Shout out to all you people that do that.
Yay!
Whoop! There's a lot
That scene always gets me. It's so beautifully shot, beautifully acted, beautiful everything. Even though it's painful as fuck.
Yeah.
It just, once again, hurts, because he never got closure with Mila.
Please not bring that up.
Seconds away from getting closure with her, and Mila. Oh my
God. And Rumble takes it away from him.
It's the runaway mine train from Disney going backwards.
David to the rescue!
Whee!
Apparently, Rachel's dogs have something to say, too, about this episode.
Yeah.
Ray, you should go around cosplaying with handcuffs, man.
I give people the wrong idea.
I don't walk anywhere near any Rumble cosplayers.
I'll bring the handcuffs, because I'm the sheriff.
No, Kim, you have to do, like, David and just randomly arrest people. Like, just go around the convention arresting people.
You're under arrest for looking flawless.
In your plaid.
In your plaid. My leather jacket.
It's so great.
Badge, too. Like, put it on your belt.
Why do I need, like, David wearing the shoulder holster and just the tank top?
Food.
You're welcome.
I mean, he's wearing Ruby, none of that.
No, the syrup should not get on the eggs. That's disgusting.
Thank you.
Syrup cannot get on anything but the pancakes.
I don't like it on bacon. I always move the bacon away when with the pancakes.
Just put my pancakes on another plate.
They can get on the bacon everything and sausage separate. And pancakes and
everything separate.
Also, this outfit from Belle is also one of my favorites.
Also really expensive, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Thanks,
it's her little throw to plaid. Look at it. It's like almost plaid.
Aww, it's chic.
Yeah, I love how our outfits have so many, like, skater skirts.
It heels.
Because she's so short. She has to, like, be somewhat eye level with her cast members. She's 5'1" or something.
I admire Emily.
I'm taller than her.
How tall are you, JMO?
5'3".
Yeah, she's too. 5'1", 5'2", I think.
Damn.
She's weirdo.
Oh, weirdo.
I love my sister hear you say that, because she'll fight you on that. Kim's sister is 5'1". She will not punch you.
It's a good thing I don't have any nuts.
Dude, it still hurts. If you get punched in that pubic bone, it fucking hurts, dog.
Yeah, it does.
It does, dude.
It does. It really does.
Or, like, someone if you slip off your bike seat and you land on the bar.
Oh,
it's the worst thing ever.
You're making my badge hurt just thinking about it. Stop it.
You're welcome. And not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
I like this purple suit from Rumple. From gold, excuse me.
I don't like the shirt,
It's too many patterns. There's a stripe on the suit, a check on the tie, and a stripe in the shirt, and then I can't even see his pocket square. It's too many patterns. Too much. Bob.
Emily's
I do like the variety of different costumes that were in the first few seasons, though. For like all the characters.
Like after the speech, she just totally goes back on her word and we go for a burger. After all that,
it's like Belle, you're talking about no one decides things for me but me, and then you're like, you want to go for a hamburger later? Come on, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like that's what my relationship is going forward, like just back and forth, and it's like seriously. But you can't let this keep happening. When will the cycle end?
And now we're why still, I'm so. Living for Belle now.
Yeah. But now she's in deep shit now, isn't she? She's got
the bloody... great.
Yeah.
We'll find out how much deep shit later on tonight when we watch the next episode.
Can't wait.
I'm just really looking forward to Captain Swan delivering a baby.
Yes! I am dead!
And just, like, both of them just, like, freaking out. Like, Killian's just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
keep hammering the idea of Killian being a dad and getting married to Emma. Just keep hammering it down like they've been doing the past episodes.
Foreshadowing.
Please.
Pretty blue eyes again.
Mm-hmm. And the shadow totally, like, looks good.
God, Rumpel, Mr. Gold is so sleazy looking.
I know.
He looks like a loan shark. Yeah.
But it doesn't look like
he's just basically what he is.
He is kind of a
loan
shark.
He is, yeah, in season one.
I mean, he looked like he enjoyed it more here versus now. Like, now he just looks like he's mad all the time. Like.
He's so done now.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't he, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Belle, you haven't lived. You've never had a hamburger.
Belle, you haven't lived.
Well, she hasn't just been locked away for all these years.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
How does she not have, like, severe, like, PTSD or, like, some other type of, like, mental...
Claustrophobia.
Something.
Being shut in for something like
20 years. I'd be so messed up. And she's just like, let's go get hamburger, woohoo!
Great legs, Emily.
I love you, Emily.
Look, there's the hand that was in the jar.
Now, is this Colin's hand, or did they just...
I was going to ask the same thing, Ray.
I think it might be.
It could be.
Oh, look, there ain't no bean.
And can we talk about the fact that rigor mortis totally would have sent him already and he would not have been able to get
it? I know.
Well, that's why you have this visual of flying the finger.
The face.
Unless it's like time sort of is literally just disappeared from the ship and then got there.
Guys, that was literally...
Yes.
He's sad, but he's sexy. Mm-hmm. I'm so conflicted. What do I do?
That was the second time he had to do that. One of his loved ones to be dropped off the ship.
But he's so sexy. Look at him. What do I do? I feel so conflicted.
Oh, the hair. The hair on the wind. The hair on the wind.
Oh, him. That's what you want.
Fuck.
This is my favorite scene still forever, because it's just such an iconic scene when he goes up to the wheel,
and then he puts
the hook in place, and he's like, Neverland!
Neverland!
And when that happens, my ovaries are going to explode yet again.
It's just such an iconic scene, and it's like so Captain Hooky, and I love it so much.
The way he says Rumpelstiltskin as well, where he like curls his top lip up with this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's where I fell in love with Captain Hook. Yeah. On time.
So sexy.
Back on board.
Look at that jacket twirl.
Bumpy sees ahead.
Oh my gosh.
That's what she said. Here it is.
Look at him. Oh, my day.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. gosh.
Although I have to ignore the fact that Colin almost missed the handle. I'm like, you're trying so hard, babe.
You're adorable.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because you know there had to have been a couple takes.
Oh yeah, how many times do you think he ate shit and went face first into the steering wheel?
Well, not even that, just like trying to find a handle to grab.
Because,
like, I noticed the guy standing next to the wheel kind of turns it a little, like, into his hand for him. I feel like they put him there for a reason.
Well, you know, Colin is clumsy, so.
I know, and I love
you,
sir, it.
Are here to help the clumsy Colin.
It so much.
And he's not allowed to look at it either, so he's just, like,
yeah, that's what I'm
around.
Saying, like.
You know, he can't walk upstairs without slipping, so.
Okay. And also, like, it's
don't judge
to
people that
limited
it.
Oh, I'm so happy you survived this long. Miracle, really.
It's funny because we've got limited time because on the Lady Washington, so we'd have to, like, try to wrap it up and, like,
yeah,
keep missing
like,
it. And then...
Colin, please stop falling.
We don't have time.
You're paying next time.
Where is
level?
Oh, here we go. Sparkly dirt.
Hello. Take Coral all you want. Her. So we have the red vest of sex. We have the black vest of foreplay. What is this one called?
I love his
just
beautiful
sex?
Telescope. Look, he loves the telescope. He's so cute.
We could could call it the silver vest of seduction.
It's not silver.
Was it gray?
It's black.
It's leather.
It's black.
It's all black.
It's black leather.
Standard black.
I studied all of his outfits numerous times. I promise, it's all black.
Okay.
And even though his clasps look silver, they're actually brass. Just in case anyone.
Oh.
They did something with the lighting in the scene. I don't know if to make it look like overcast, and obviously it's on a green screen.
Half of it's on green screen, dude.
Yeah,
I know.
It looks very gray. Yeah.
So they did something with the color in here, and all of his stuff looks silver, but it's actually brass. Unless there are two ones that are silver and brass, but I doubt it.
If I can skin myself.
And there we go. The end.
Furious name.
Little did he know
he'd be living there.
Yeah, and
find his true love.
Exactly.
Technically, he found her in the Enchanted Forest, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's where they always find
his true love. He actually found her in the next episode.
Yeah.
Nope, the episode after.
She found him.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The doctor.
Yes.
The doctor will see you now.
Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that was fun. That episode will always be one of my favorite episodes to ever come out.
It's same.
So beautiful. So, like I said, we had another question from Jenna. She asks, what other nautical character would you like to see him interact with? I know we've already seen him interact with Ariel, with Captain Nemo. Are there anyone else that maybe want to see him interact with? Like, you know...
Eric.
We've seen him interact with Poseidon as well.
True.
I want,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, Eric would be
I do.
Though. I want him and Gil McKinney on a screen together because I'm garbage.
I want Captain Morgan. Because Killian's like, oh, I want some rum. So then he goes and sees his mate Captain Morgan, and then they just have a session drinking rum all day.
I totally thought you were talking about me. I'm like, yes! Yes! I will go for that, Lindsay.
Yeah, we'll go to the Morgan distillery of rum.
Yeah. That's where, you
in
know,
the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we could, if we want to go to back to some more Greek mythology, what if we do like a whole like Odyssey arc and we have him meet Odysseus and they go on all of those different, like go see Circe and Calypso and all that kind of stuff.
Calypso's his mom. What are you talking about? Shut up.
I so want that to be true.
I already did the thing. Yeah. You did. I still need to do the second part of my thing. Well, what? And now we're gonna go with the obvious, Captain Jack Sparrow. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I wouldn't want that.
I feel like they wouldn't
get anything done. Yeah. And I feel like it would just be too conflicting. Like, I don't know. I don't like mixing my hot pirates.
I think Killian would be offended by Jack Sparrow. He'd be like, you're not a pirate.
Yeah, you're fucking a watch.
You're
mocking me.
Like, it would just be, like, one-liners back and forth the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It'd be like if Donna was with Nine. Like, there would be nothing done. It would just be a sass off.
No, you are totally right. For all of the Doctor Who stuff there. But, yeah, that's basically what it would be like.
I want John Smith, I think, so that then I can, like, get
Pocahontas! Yes!
I'd be
your fan.
That'd be great. As long as Chris Hemsworth can play John Smith.
Let's sign me up!
Like, yes. Huntsman Chris Hemsworth? Yes,
please.
Oh my god.
Dude, stop. Oh my god. I can't right now. You're welcome. Dude.
I'm here for it. Destroying
feelings and
memories. We could say this was Thirstfest 2016, so yeah, we're just throwing it all out.
No, but like, because Eric was like, she said he was like a sea captain or like a whatever at one point, or like he sailed, didn't he? Or am I just thinking of the movie?
No. I just need to see Gil in the white shirt open up with the red cummerbund and the black hair.
Oh, no. And he needs to grow his hair out a little more, and it'd be perfect.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
For those who know me and how much I love the Little Mermaid, you don't realize how much I need this right now.
And Gil looks so good when his hair's not like smattered down with gel like it was when he was in like first Mount Ariel. I'm sorry, their outfits and hair in that episode were just atrocious, and I'm.
No.
You didn't like the dress? The short dress?
No.
I liked the dress.
It wasn't. It was too modern. It looked too modern. I don't know. I don't like it. Because I'm biased. Like, I want the original inspired costumes.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm gonna throw some costume opinions.
Just a little bit. I'm gonna throw something out there. What was your favorite moment, Colin-wise, in this episode?
Colin-wise?
Yeah.
Like.
Or Killian-wise, excuse me.
I was like, I kind of already said mine with the when he clicks the hook into place and he becomes Captain Hook and he's like Neverland.
Yeah, I agree with Ray. Yeah, I think that's my favorite.
That's a defining moment. It's kind of like, oh yep, I'm on this ship now. Yep, take me wherever. I will go. I will sail with you. I swear allegiance to Captain Killian Jones. but I also do like in when it sword play. I do love all that. So that too.
I think his face just, you know, when he dumps Mila's body in the water as well.
Ugh.
Like his face, like Colin's acting there, like my heart was breaking with him. So
Jenna, welcome to the X Club.
Oh my gosh, is this the first time I've joined the X Club?
I don't know.
We welcome you with open arms.
We've got cookies.
And lots of
cheese.
Kimby? Kim?
Kim's not here anymore.
Where'd she go?
No, I am. I had my microphone muted because I was coughing. Sorry. so I was trying not to kill you with my hack. Yeah, no, I don't think I have a favorite. I think the whole thing was just so perfectly, and I actually just skipped ahead episode, so I'm being distracted by it. Sorry. I continued. I skipped to season 3, and he's walking down the hallway of the hospital in like the pirate garb, and I was just like, stalled out for a second there.
Understandable. It's understandable.
And Josh Dallas's hair is perfect in this moment, in this scene. Sorry.
Charm attack, book attack.
Sorry, I just had a freaking Captain Charming attack because they're both on screen right now and I'm dying. So
deep breaths, deep breaths.
Woo!
You can do this.
Down to 10. In with your mouth.
I really like that whole that quintessential moment that Ray mentioned of him at the wheel when they're going Neverland. That's pretty fantastic. But just the whole scene when Mila dies is just, it's so, yeah, he should be in shock. Yeah, he should be gushing blood everywhere and dying and going into shock if he's not already in shock. But it just was so badass and was so, it was acted to perfection. It was just everything. So I'm going to say that scene.
And because I'm a thirsty whore, I'm just going to say the initial pan up.
Yes.
Every inch of that, I was like, okay, yeah, okay, we're getting there. And holy shit, the man looked stunning.
Yeah, but the pants needed to be tighter.
Yeah. You get a close up of his crotch and it's not tight enough.
Well, they didn't want to like completely kill us. Like they needed ratings for next week, so I mean it's understandable.
They just killed us slowly.
Yes.
I know, every throughout seasons and slowly.
It's like a progressional thing. Like they slowly get tighter and tighter, and we slowly build up a little bit more resistance to like, you know, hang in there. But...
wow,
what cute!
I love it.
The thirst is real.
The thirst is real.
Mm-hmm. So we got an email from Katie, who is, help me out, Jenna.
Hopeful Killian Hart on Tumblr. Hi, Katie.
I'm like, I had a heart and a Killian and hope. anyway, so she started out with, I love this episode just because it's the beginning of Killian and Captain Hook. It sets him up and the rivalry between him and Rumple so brilliantly. The shot where the camera pans up him and he does the eyebrow raise at the end. And I think she kind of speaks for everybody when she says, gargling whale noises.
Yes.
That is the single best use of a camera pan up the body has ever in TV or movie history. Also, puffy pirate shirt we don't see enough of. I concur.
Yeah.
A man unwilling to fight for what he wants deserves what he gets. This is probably one of my most favorite quotes from the show, not just because it sums up Killian as a character so perfectly, but because it's just such a great quote. I found it to be a very power thing in my own life and reminds me that if you want things, you have to fight for them. There isn't a lot that gets handed to you in life. I identify hugely with Killian as a person, so pretty much everything he says hits a chord with me, but this is one of the most memorable things he's ever said to me. Killian seems to be a bit rubbish when it comes to sword fighting. He loses a lot. Looking back on it now, it's just kind of funny because it's his early days and he's such a hot mess trying so hard to pirate. Pirate Mila is just my favorite Mila. Every time I see scenes with her and Killian, it just rips me up because of how much her death affected him. People seem to sweep Mila under the carpet or worse, hate her. But she was a strong, badass woman who looks damn good as a pirate. Killian clearly loved her intensely, and I'm still a giant fucking landfill of salt over the fact that Emma had that vision thing with Neil in season 5, but Killian never got closure with Mila. I whimper like a small baby whenever I watch the underworld scene when he hears her name after coming out of the dungeon. Hashtag justice for Mila. Preach!
Yes!
Preach!
Yes, girl, yes!
So that's it. I agree with you 150,000,000% on
hashtag
Mila.
Hashtag justice for Mila.
Mila deserves
it.
Better.
Knows. Katie knows. Now, would it shock any of you if most of my other reactions came from people texting me than from just Tumblr alone? there's a reason why these people call me the PR girl.
Yes.
I got a text from our friend H.
Yay!
said Colin did such a fantastic job there and decided to give him a. And they're so. I was so glad that they gave him the full-time job.
Plus, I'm getting so hot every time I watch this episode, my temperature just rises. And I'm always thinking, this guy should have been here last season, season one. He was the only thing, only good thing that came out of season two. Caitlin, Spartan Guard, on Ashley on Tumblr, she just wrote, that pan up was pure sex. Yes,
true.
Ma'am.
Very true.
Chris, our friend Flipper Brain, says, Killian Jones' reveal outfit is my favorite ever. Killian grew on me over time. I appreciated his hotness, to be sure, but it wasn't love at first sight for me. That happened in Tallahassee. Rumple was and still is a dick.
Yep, very true. All true words, people.
April, her handle on Tumblr is I like the red leather jacket. Aside from the bodily response to first appearance of Captain, I love watching the Rumple and Hook dynamic, particularly in regards to Belle and Mila. His greatest enemy ends up having a relationship with both of these women, which shows the difference in their characters. So I always think about that when I rewatch when they first meet. Yeah, I mean, Mila and Belle have had a great impact on Killian's life, and unfortunately, it's both of the women that Rumple has fallen in love with.
Do you think Rumple was truly in love with Mila, though? Or was it like a marriage of convenience?
Maybe at a time, but I think she was so not into it. Like, she wasn't fully present in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got a text from Pip, pirate hero Killian. I love how when they established Killian on the show, they did it separately from Emma first to show that his story wasn't just being her love interest, that he had a purpose to be the antithesis of Rumple. I completely agree. I really love the fact that they didn't show Emma, and this is the only episode without Emma. They focused on this relationship, setting up their rivalry and their relationship that can be progressed throughout the season. And it was just the cherry on the cake that we ended up getting that love story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's like, when they first met, you know, Hook was just really into getting revenge on Rumple. I mean, that's all he wanted, really. So.
Absolutely. And then the last one I got is from JJ, who we've had on here before, Wordsmith Story Weaver. She said, what totally impressed me about Colin, having never seen him act before, was that he didn't let Robert run away with their scenes. He completely held his own against such a veteran actor. It's just breathtaking watching them build an entire history out of almost nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And, you know, like, we've been mentioning about Colin being nervous about filming with Robert, but again, you just, as soon as, you know, he puts the coat on and gets into his role, you can't tell he's nervous at all, and it just is a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's amazing, really.
Well, the cast has even made comments before about, I think it was Jen, she's like, Colin is a gentleman by himself, but then when he puts the leather jacket on, he becomes a sassy gentleman. So, I think the coat definitely helps him, like, get into character, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all we ever want in life, is just a sassy gentleman.
And he is. It's just, it's like, even as a, you know, in his darkest times, he's still always polite and follows his code.
But in a very menacing way. Like, that's kind of what makes him menacing in a way, because he's so polite and, like, refined, but then you just don't know what he's going to do next.
I love it. And I feel like his line about I've had many a men's wives, I don't feel like he actually has.
No, I don't either.
It's all talk and get your reputation, you know.
Exactly.
It's up in his street cred, you know.
Yeah.
I was badass.
It's up in his ocean cred.
Thought, yeah. Because, like, when they were in the missing year, they obviously bought him a hooker. And he's like, have a nice night. Keep your mouth shut. If anyone asks, you had a great time. Like, I feel like he just secretly went around paying off hookers to, like, build up his rep.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually... He actually did what he said he was going to do. Like, you know, how they said, you know, I've got men on here that need companionship.
Obviously,
that never happened because you see how in love him and Mila were when they...
Even in general, even if it wasn't Mila, I don't think he would ever do that with anyone.
Yeah.
He was always quite... I mean, every time we've seen him interact with, you know, like a woman who needed help, he's always actually helped them, so...
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think he just... He's saying that just to wind Rumpel up, like, he's...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's it. That's the reason he's saying it.
And my headcanon is that his mother taught him to always treat women with respect.
Yes!
And... Obviously, by this point, Mila would have told him all about Rumpel and what a coward he is. So he's like, okay, I'm going to give Rumpel a chance to fight for his wife, you know. But he doesn't even try, and Killian's like, well, you don't deserve her.
No.
Well, yeah, and this isn't the first time that they met, because when we first watched the scene, we assumed this was their first night together, this was the first time they met, and no, it was not. Because we find out in Devil's Due that he helped her get away from an annoying guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely made it sound like they had been meeting for a couple months. So it was like, see, that's what I love about Killian. His character is such a slow burn. No, any aspect of his life is a very slow burn. Whereas, like, Snow and Charming and, like, other couples, they're, like, instantly in love. Like, boom, that's it. But he's like, oh, I'm in port often. I'll be around, blah, blah, blah. And I love
No pressure, I'm not forcing him into this.
Yeah.
Is that clear? Yeah.
I just love his character so much.
I know.
He's amazing. There really isn't anything else to say. It's just that Killian Jones is amazing.
Yes. I want a Killian Jones, please. Thanks, Santa.
Thanks, Santa. Father Christmas.
Please
and thank you.
I'll take two.
Any other comment?
Can I have a Dark Luke edition? Special edition.
Rachel, your birthday present's gonna be coming out on Thursday, so
you're welcome. On Thursday?
Yeah, well, I'm putting it in early because, you know, by the end of the month, there's going to be all the Secret Santa gifts coming out, so I want to make sure it has its moment.
Oh, gotcha.
So you'll get all what you want.
The hooks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. All right, so I think it's time for Rex. What do we got, Ray? You want me to come back to you?
Yeah, I haven't... hold on. I'll find something.
I'm ready.
All right. Gabby?
It's a fan video. It's called Six Shooter, Killian Jones by Finley Marsh. But it's really good. It's all about Killian, so...
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, is Gab the only one who's got one?
No, I have... excuse me, hello?
Yeah. Someone's prepared.
You know? So, I am wrecking a multi-chapter fic called Harbinger.
I just started that!
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is a Once Upon a Time / Outlander crossover. but it's not like a play-by-play of Outlander. It's like got its own little twist to it and everything. It's really awesome, but I can't pronounce the author's name, so please check the link because I'm embarrassing myself.
Oh.
But it's awesome, and you know, they haven't updated. They only updated like this week, but maybe a bit of time off. So if you do really like it, leave a comment to the author, and I'm sure that will encourage them to continue with it.
I always encourage people to leave reviews and reblog fix because you have no idea how it makes the day of the writer just to know that it's that you're reading and you like it and you want stuff to continue, I'm going to be honest, it feeds the muse whenever it happens.
Yeah. And that's why I do the same. It's like, you know, they've updated now, so hopefully, you know, everyone leaves lovely comments and then they're like, oh, okay, I'm going to carry on with this now. Hopefully.
There you go.
We love you.
Did you find anything, Ray?
I did. I have a notes section of saved videos, so I'm going to use one of those.
Gosh.
And it's a perfect theme, because it's a Killian Jones video. It's called The Saddest Story of All.
Oh my god.
I've seen that one, I think.
It's technically unfinished, but it's still 3 minutes long, and it is so beautiful. And it's by Turn on a Light. And you should finish it, because it's so good.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's so angsty and beautiful.
No.
Gotta watch it then.
Yeah.
You're like, give it to me.
Yes,
basically.
Oh,
Gabby,
it's amazing.
Gabby will love it. Jenna will cry. Lindsay will cry.
Yeah.
Damn it. Bye.
Jenna, do you have anything?
No. I've been a bad girl.
I love that. No.
I saw a gift set this morning. From a friend of mine, True Love's Tackle. And she does a lot of, Captain Swan and Decker Star parallels for my Lucifer fans out there. And, not to like spoil anything for those who are still catching up, Lindsay and Gabby. but she did a gift set this morning of the Enchanted Forest dance and this past week's episode of Lucifer, where Lucifer and Chloe kind of have their little first, like a little fun first dance, and it just gave me all of the fucking feels, and I can't take it. Those two ruin me.
Technically, those four ruin me.
I did say on Tumblr that Captain Swan owns one cheek of my ass, and Decker Sore owns the other. So that's how it's been going lately. And then I also have a fan fiction that I devoured in 3 hours after I started talking to the author this week. It's called Every Letter by Bleebug. I am a sucker for correspondence in fics, like letters, texts, emails. I don't know why. I just love it. It's angsty as hell. I read something angsty, guys. Holy shit, be proud of me.
It is. I cried.
Oh my god. Basically, the description is, a pen pal writing assignment connects a young Emma Swan with her best friend Killian Jones. Life sends many hardships their way, but their friendship remains solid through the years. As they both grow older and begin to realize what they want out of life, will their letters be enough? Basically, Emma's in fifth grade, and they get this assignment to write to a pen pal in England for a class overseas. And her pen pal ends up being Killian, so they're 10 years old. She's in a foster family. Towards the end of the assignment being over, her foster family reneges on having her, so she's getting sent back into the system. The last letter Killian sends her his address, so that way they can still communicate as they're growing older. Unbeknownst to each other, as they get older, they start developing like loving feelings toward each other. And the way it culminates is so freaking amazing. I can't say anything nicer about this. Just go read it. It's actually nominated for some of the CS Fan Fiction Awards. So I'm putting my hat into those ones. Of course, the ones that I'm not nominated for. Just saying. Yay. But it is absolutely beautiful. It will not take you long. Go read it.
Yeah. It's an emotional roller coaster. And
very much so.
It's a fun ride though. I enjoyed it. I was like at work. I had to go for a walk.
Love you too.
To like weep. But you know.
Right. I was in bed. I was texting her while it was happening. I was like, I'm in legit tears right now. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, you're not. Kim,
Mine is Manip. It's a little steamy, just the way I like it. It's by Lala Mora, Lala-Mora.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it just says, as you wish, and I will leave the rest up to your imagination.
Oh, I love her stuff.
I love her stuff.
Dang. Stop. Jinx.
How many Cokes do you owe now, Rachel? You wrote.
They owe me Cokes.
I love it, Kim. Oh my gosh.
Hot, right? Totally
oh
hot.
My God.
Where is it? Where is it?
I posted it in the group.
Oh, the group. Oh, okay.
Trying to...
Jenna?
Which group?
Yes, okay. Oh, wow, that's hot.
What the fuck is it? God damn all right.
You are welcome. Hello! Okay, yeah. Ooh, damn.
Motherfucking fuck, where is it?
It's in the right. Facebook group.
It's not, though.
Yes,
it is.
It is!
The
it messages... Is.
It's the Skype group chat. No, sorry.
No, Facebook group.
The official, you know, the thread that I started for episode 21.
Rachel, I'm sending it to you. You're fine.
Where's the thread? That's like from a week ago, Lindsay. I can't find that.
I just messaged it to you. Slow your roll. Check your phone. Yeah, it was...
Jenna, go ahead.
Okay. Ooh. Right. Everybody calm down.
I found it.
Right, so I've got a video rec. It's Hook and Emma, That Man. And it's by OUAT Maga. That's how you say it. And I just really like the song. It's just basically just like Hook and Emma together, but I really like the song. It's kind of cool and fun. So, yeah, I'm going to go away from the angst and go for something fun.
Yay, that makes me happy. I watched that happily.
Well, I got a last-minute entry for reactions to the episode from our friend Xerxes Rises. She was like, I remember watching back when and thinking it was a nice twist on the Hook crocodile story, but can you believe that I didn't even take notice of the man who plays Hook? What the hell is wrong with me? I didn't really start paying attention to him until season 3, but in my defense, I kind of fell off watching in the back of season 2, so I'm like, I don't fucking blame you. Anyways, watching it now, I always appreciate Colin's acting in the scenes with Mila's death. So heart-wrenching to watch, especially since you know Hook ends up chasing after Rumple for a man centuries to avenge her death. A man that loves that deeply is something to behold. There's a line in there with Rumple and Killian that always gives me pause, too. When Rumple lets him live, he says something to the effect of, I'm not going to kill you because I want you alive to experience the pain of living without Mila. He has other plans for Killian. Essentially, and I know in context, it has nothing to do with Emma, but I always like to think that Rumple, with his ability to see the future, knows exactly who Killian is and how important he is to the future of all his plans, even if that means keeping alive his nemesis. I know it's fanciful, but yeah. She's a, my favorite bit of the episode is, and she provided me a gift with the pan up. Oh, and I almost forgot. It's the first time we see the Jolly Roger, and that is a marvelous thing.
Yes. I know. I love it. I love the ship.
I want more of him, of the pirate swashbuckling adventures. Please give it to me.
I want Emma on the boat with him.
Yeah, we've yet to have Emma, like, on deck, like...
As a sexy pirate.
Since season 3, yeah.
As a sexy pirate.
I want them to have some dates on the Jolly Roger. I want them to just sail to the middle of nowhere. Just
I like
be
how
together.
I like how you call it love, what Killian calls it when he was drunk.
Rolly Jodger.
Did I say Rolly Jodger?
Yeah.
I swear I'm not drunk.
Wow! What was that?
You sure?
Got to kill it this week.
Gab, what were you gonna say?
Okay, Ray.
I just want to say, if they ever do end up killing Rumple off, I really want it to be Killian. Like,
yeah!
No one deserves to kill Rumple more than Killian does. Like, be such poetic justice.
I know.
I was going to say to one of our listeners who, I mean, a lot of people, everybody should know that me and Lindsay run Facebook, so we always have one listener that always comments, and I wanted to say, Giselle, queremos agradecerte por escucharnos y ser tan fiel en FB. Para todo lo que tú haces por nosotras, gracias. Te queremos y perdona mi mal español.
Damn, girl! And for all of us who don't speak Spanish, what did you just say?
I said we wanted to thank you for listening to us and being so faithful on Facebook. Everything that you do for us, thank you. We love you, and sorry for my bad Spanish.
Oh, I understood that part. That was the only part that I understood.
Yeah, me too.
That was
lovely.
So sweet. We appreciate everyone, not only on Facebook, but anyone who contacts us in any single way. Thank you so much. I mean, it's hard to believe we've been doing this for 21 weeks, and we're still going strong, and we appreciate every one of you out there who's even listened to us one time.
Yes.
Word.
All right, so I'm going to have to do the spiel that Sarah usually screws up.
Oh, you got it. All right.
Pressure. Steven told me that she did. So as always, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, WordPress. OUACS podcast. We are everywhere. If you want to send us an email with any of your thoughts or comments, feel free to do so. I run the Tumblr, Shock of All Shocks. Come say hi. And you can listen to us on YouTube. I fucked it up.
Take two.
Listen to us on YouTube, iTunes, Pocket Cast, and Audio Boom. Subscribe on YouTube. You know, give us comments. We love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for joining us for Thirst Fest 2016. The subject for next week is still TBA, but you know we'll be back with something fun and engaging for you guys. So,
and the episode review.
And the episode review for tonight, mm-hmm. which is Changelings.
That's correct. Yes.
All right. Well, that was fun. See you next week, guys.
Bye.